Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
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 Hello, good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
No, I'm a female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
1956.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you very much. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country?
Positive.
Your own future?
I'm positive about it.
And what about the future of the planet?
I don't know about that yet.
Between positive and negative, where do you lean?
Positive.
Thank you. But no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has
nine.
A lot of power.
It's a 9.
Now, of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Is it student loans, climate change, economy and cost of living, racism and discrimination, abortion access,
cost of living.
Thank you. The next ones are abortion access, national security, immigration, healthcare, crime, gun violence, mental health, or education. You mentioned economy and cost of living, but we need 2 more.
Yeah.
3 issues that are most important to you.
Guns and violence.
Guns and violence. And we are missing 1.
Pardon me?
We're missing 1. What other issue is most important to you out of the list?
Health.
Thank you. So your choices were economy and cost of living, healthcare, and gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Is it improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, hobbies and free time activities, and relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, economic security and financial independence, improving...
Could you hold on, please? I got another call coming in.
Well, what time can we call you back then?
Pardon me?
What time can we call you back?
Anytime tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day. Um.